This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. A special anti-corruption court in Mumbai has ordered the registration of a First Information Report, FIR, against senior officials of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, including former SEBI chairperson Madhvi Puri Bhuj, in a case related to alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violations.
The order in the SEBI market fraud case was issued by Special Judge S.E. Bangar following a petition filed by Thane-based journalist Sapan Srivastav. The court further stated that it would monitor the probe and also directed the concerned authorities to submit a status report on the case. SEBI officials have been accused of facilitating market manipulation and enabling corporate fraud by allowing the listing of a company that did not meet the prescribed norms. On the other hand, SEBI issued a clarification stating that the officials against whom the FIR was ordered, including former chairperson Madhvi Puri Bhuj, three current whole-time members of SEBI and two BSE officials, were not holding their respective positions at the relevant time. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
On the third day after the avalanche near Mana village in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, the rescue team recovered the bodies of the four missing workers. With this, the rescue operation going on for 3 days came to an end. A total of 8 people lost their lives in the incident. 46 workers who were caught in the avalanche were rescued safely and are being treated. In total, 54 workers were affected by the incident. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that this challenging operation was completed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in various programs in Jamnagar, Somnath on the second day of his Gujarat visit yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Monday morning, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last board of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of Ministry of Cooperation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. The workshop will witness signing of memorandums of understanding, MOUs, for the establishment of biogas plant across multiple states. The Delhi High Court has issued a slew of guidelines for the use of smartphones in schools, saying that while students should not be barred from carrying smartphones, but the use of mobile devices in school must be regulated and monitored. A bench of Justice Anoop Jairam Bhambani said that schools must educate students on responsible online behavior, digital manners, and the ethical use of smartphones, adding that students must be counseled that high levels of screen time and social media engagement can lead to anxiety, diminished attention spans, and cyberbullying. Use of cameras and recording facilities on smartphones should also be barred in the common areas of the school as well as in school vehicles. Israel has said it has stopped the entry of all humanitarian aid into Gaza until Hamas agrees to a US-backed extension of the ceasefire deal, after phase one of the deal expired on Saturday. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said he backed a US proposal to temporarily extend the current ceasefire during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday Passover. Meanwhile, Egypt, which has served as a key mediator between Israel and Hamas, condemned the closure and accused Israel of using starvation as a weapon. Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati called for the immediate implementation of phase two of the existing ceasefire agreement. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing the target of 250 runs, Kiwis were all out for 205 runs in 45.3 overs. India will face Group B runner-ups Australia in the semi-finals of the Champions Trophy 2025 at Dubai International Cricket Stadium on Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.